Welcome everyone to our June UMCS board meeting. We are calling this board meeting to order at 5:36 PM. Welcome everyone. Greg, can you please call attendance?
Yes, all right, everyone get ready to unmute as needed. Christina, are you here?
I'm here.
Davis?
I'm here.
Donald, are you here?
Here.
This is Greg, I'm here. Jan?
Here.
Kara?
I'm here.
And I don't see Maru. And I don't see Sarah. Okay. All right, we have quorum.
All right, do we have any need to reorder any items today? Does not look like it. All right, if there's no need to reorder, then we'll move on to appreciations. Are there any appreciations from the board or the community?
Yes, this is Donald Williams. I'd like to appreciate all of the teachers who came together for the students at the end of the school year. You know, we had the alarm that kind of disrupted some of the graduations. And I just wanted to thank the teachers and the parents for working together to make it awesome. I know the Caterpillar classroom, they had a nice graduation at one of the parks. I think it was Maxwell Park. That was really nice. The teachers and the parents, you know, got to be there. And so it actually worked out really, really nicely. But yeah, it was just an awesome effort. Everybody came together and we had decorations and tables, benches, and the whole nine signs and everything. It was awesome.
Thank you very much, Donald. Are there any other appreciations?
I have one. This is my last board meeting. So appreciation for Krishna and Danielle for doing a wonderful job running a special, unique school. Thank you for letting me be a part of it for a little bit here. To the other board members, appreciate. I now know it's a lot of time and effort being on board, and so appreciate you all as well for putting the time and effort into this and supporting an important school and option for students in Oakland and in Alameda County, and especially Greg. I don't know how you do all that you do, but I appreciate your guidance and resources and things that you've directed me to over the past few years. So I will miss being involved here, and I'll continue watching, and I may pop into meetings here and there. And I wish you all the best of luck.
I first want to appreciate you, Jan, for being here. I think the whole time I've been here, and 4 years, that's a like real achievement, and we're so lucky to have you. And I was having this realization that I'm probably gonna have to find some people to do these things that I've come to rely on you for. And so thank you for being here and being supportive of everything we've been doing. I also want to just like a huge appreciation to all staff and teachers for completing the hardest year of anybody's career. And so people who are new don't even know that it was the hardest year yet. But like, I've been in a long time, and this was a really complex and challenging year to be an educator. And I think our staff and our teachers and our students did a fantastic job making it through. And another little appreciation to some of my teacher residents and training instructor who are here waiting to talk a little bit more about some of the fun stuff we're doing. Thanks for showing up and being here.
I was going to say on behalf of Definitely myself, and I think I can say for the board, thank you so much to both Christina and Jan. This is the end of many, many years of service for the both of them, and they have been invaluable parts of our board, both as the whole board and as academic committee and as the governance committee. So thank you so much. Thank you for being partners for myself and showing me so much wisdom in terms of the board and how we can, you know, do things differently at this school and different pathways that we could reach the destination that we're trying to reach. So thank you so much to the both of you. Appreciate it.
Christina, yeah,
thanks to everyone.
I forgot it was your last meeting.
It is.
So you too. So thank you so much. I really appreciate you. I know there's a handful of times I've called you about things specific to your skill set as well. And I very much appreciate you. And I may continue to call you both.
I'm totally fine with it. No, and thanks to leadership and the teachers at the school, as Krishna mentioned. I mean, everyone I've talked to this year in education says it's been the toughest year. And I appreciate everyone hanging in there and being there. Board members and teachers and leaders and others. So thanks for all that you're doing. And yeah, I'm excited to continue to watch Irvin. I'm only 5 minutes away. So excited to come visit and watch what y'all are doing.
I want to just add my appreciation for Jan and Christina as well. And just to put a little more context around it. So they're both completing their second term. So this is 4 years of service. They both have children, but none of their children have ever attended the school. And it's just tremendous in how that is pretty unique for our school to have such commitment for so long for someone in that capacity. But it's also incredibly unique, like just in public ed, just to be so giving. So just tremendous. A tremendous capacity and expertise that you leave huge voids that we will continue to try and figure out and puzzle through. But we also have not lost your numbers, and you are, of course, as you know, these are all public meetings, and so you can come on back whenever you want and join us and join in our reindeer games. But thank you so much. We really, really, we needed your capacity, we needed your leadership, and you gave it for so long. So just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Are there any other appreciations from board or community members?
Yeah, actually, I would like to thank Daniel and Krishna and Elise. Just completed day three of our residency, and it is so amazing the ways that three of you have supported our group and are creating this new beautiful pathway. Couldn't be more grateful. So thank you so much.
Anyone else? Any other appreciations? If not, we'll move on to board member comment. Are there any board members that have any comments on items not on the agenda today? Anyone? Maybe this goes into appreciations, but I would just like to thank the Warriors, even though they left Oakland, for winning a championship. So I had to put that in the official minutes.
It's not going to bring him back. Sorry, Davis.
I know. I have to go into San Francisco to see him now. So. All right. Are there any presentations from the floor? Are there any items that the committee would like to speak on that are not on the agenda today? Does not look like it. So with that, I will hand it over to Krishna for the head of school report.
Awesome. All right. Well, I have some visitors here today, and so I'm gonna try to give it almost directly to them. Like, give me a second to share my screen and pop into the slideshow. Everybody see that? Good. Okay. It's June. June's a busy month. Our recent and upcoming looks really different than the rest of the year. A little bit about our dates for our Oakland Montessori teacher residency. Staff returns on the 1st. We're already planning meet and greets for new students, probably be the 11th or 12th. Nail that down soon. School starts August 15th. Mark it on your calendar. And we already have back to school night on the calendar. Much earlier than usual, trying to make sure we get those dates up so people can be prepared and hopefully join us in person if we can figure out how to do that without having 70 people in each space. So we're working on that. So I want to talk a little bit about our training program, and I'm going to turn it right over to our team here in a minute. But we are essentially just like opened a new program. We have changed the name many times, so except that that has happened. We are now working on logos. We are the Public Montessori Institute of Oakland, running the first Oakland Montessori teacher residency, which you guys saw this info last month. It's a 3-summer program. We have 8 current staff in attendance with some info there for you about who's there, the times it's running, our trainers. And I'd love to just take a minute. I'm actually like, I have some pictures of what's been happening in our first few days that I'm gonna pop up here, but then I'm gonna drop out of the share because I'd really like to take the time to have Elise, who's our visiting trainer, talk a little bit about how it's been going for her in context of her experience with trainings. And then also hear from a couple of our residents who are here about how training's been going so far and maybe one thing that's resonated for you. Okay, are you folks like okay with me kicking it over to you? I'm gonna drop out of the screen share for a sec. And maybe Elise, would you mind like just introducing yourself? And you know, we'll keep it fast because we want to let you guys go. I don't want to keep any of the residents here for too long because we've had a long day already.
Right. Well, I was a very last minute addition to this conversation, to this board meeting. So I am not in the slightest bit prepared to say much. I asked if I could just come and lay eyes on the board who is supporting the leadership of the school in bringing this residency to Oakland. And doing training in this way is something that I have been aspiring to for, probably 5 years at least. I have been active in the training community for a decade, but once I heard from the late Dr. Jackie Cosentino about her ideas about having a residency a teacher training that is community-based and community-supported, I knew that was the right direction for me because so much of the problem in staffing Montessori schools all over this country has to do with access to the training. And this residency is solving that problem with so much more heart than I could have even anticipated coming into this. I knew that it would feel different than a traditional Montessori teacher training, but I had no idea how deep we could go so quickly and how much transformation and affirmation was possible within such a short amount of time, because the community is already here and because the children are already here. And we are always keeping the children in the forefront of our minds throughout our work. And what a fantastic experience for the residents. And I can't wait until we hear what happens when they go back into the classrooms in August. Thank you so much for inviting me to be part of this. Really happy to be here.
Thank you, Elise. So I'd love to hear, we have staff and Kamisha Fatima here who are both in our inaugural cohort. Maybe just share a little bit about what's been going well. We're on, we don't know what day it is. I think it's day 3, but it feels like a lot more than 3 days. So we're on day three. So they're going to give you their day three reflections and maybe just one thing that has resonated with you in terms of the things you're learning.
I want to be the closer. Hi, everybody. Good evening. I just got my third wind. I didn't.
Do you want me to go first so you can be the closer?
Okay. Since you offered.
Are you sure? Because I prefer you. Okay, I got you.
If you want me to go, I'll go. If you want me to go, I'll go.
I don't know. You'll be a better closer. So we are on day three of this residency. And it has honestly been completely life-changing at this point. The amount of support that we are getting, and also the fact that we all work together already, we already serve this community, has been a really special part of it. There's so much to say. It is such a special program. Every week we start the beginnings of our week with embracing equity. And there's one of the things that I really appreciate about this specific program is that accessibility and equitability and all of those are brought into the forefront. How can we make this more inclusive? How can we be sensitive to other things? And that is that's pretty progressive for a program like this. I'm just super grateful.
Too much sunlight, too much light. I couldn't see the mute. Thank you, Steph. I ditto everything that she said. I went back and forth about taking this training a lot. And I recalibrated a lot of things. I'd like to say first that I had to write some of my stuff down because like Steph said, there's so much to say. I've revested in UMCS. I'm not here because of the history anymore. I'm not here because of, my family. I'm here for me. And I've fallen deeply in love with Montessori. And starting out as in UMAC in the after school program and all the positions I had those first couple of years. And then when Krishna and Daniel came on and shifting from admin into the classroom as a support teacher, I have accepted the lead teacher role this year, which is so cool because I will be with the hummingbird kinders that I was with my first year in the class. They're third graders now. And I just did that math and figured it out today. And so that's just an example of the support that was already said in this community with all the challenges, with the shifting time that we're living in. The gratitude foundation of this learning is where I want my own foundation to lie in my personal life. And so after today coming to life story, I think it was, the tears that haven't been able to come because of this state of grieving that we're in now and all that's happening and other reasons, I haven't been able to cry, and I'm a crier. They finally came today. And Elise's expertise and just human way of showing up was an example, an affirmation for me of why I'm here, what my purpose is, and just affirming and confirming. Krishna and Daniel have been exceptional since day one. And I have, I don't want to say fought that battle, but I have back that statement up with my family, and it has allowed me to find my place in the world independent of my family. And I sit before you as a 47 almost year old woman, but I'm very much, as you guys know who know me, a little girl still. And I want to keep that, and this training has confirmed that is a vital part of who I am and what I bring to the world. And so that you know, confirmation of my own self personally and professionally with my, you know, restorative justice consulting business on the side, I understand now that this is exactly where I am supposed to be. The practice, the reading, the writing, that is all laid out in this next 5 weeks, though I have no idea how I'm going to get it done. I am going to get it done. And I am just really appreciative of this moment in time, with the world being what it is, for this community, for this, the struggles that we have. You know, it's a beautiful struggle to enjoy the people that you work with, and to be in a supportive environment is just, especially during this time, it's just, you know, it's hard to find. And so thank you to all the board members. Let me just give a little more logistics about the training. I'm very nervous about the practical part, the practice, and it's bringing me back to hummingbird days, but now I'm 1 through 3. So I'm just gonna get on in there. And I know once I do it and I get in my rhythm, it's gonna be what it's gonna be. But the theory is very attractive.
Your audio just dropped, Kamisha. Oh, she's free. Kamisha, we can't hear you.
Yeah, I have plenty more to say, but I think my talk time's up.
We missed a little bit of the end of that. Sorry.
Oh.
But thank you.
Okay.
And just, I want to thank, yeah, both of you so much for being here. And it's a great representation of somebody who's been with us for a year and somebody who far precedes me. And that like represents our training. We have a nice wide range of staff who've been here. And I'll say that, I know we need to move on. So I know we've, you know, got plenty of other things on our June agenda, but for me, being able to walk in and hear, I'm so jealous. First, like, I really want to be in the training. Like, I'm deeply jealous every time I'm in there. I want to be in here. But it also like gives it gives more meaning to some of the deeply boring tasks that I did that are on the rest of our agenda today. So sorry that like there's not too much public here, but it feels good to be able to be in a role where I get to support something that's so wonderful. And I'm so glad you're all engaging in this. And special thanks to Daniel for helping make this happen.
Can I share one quick anecdotal moment from this morning?
If everybody's cool with us just staying on this, we'll just stay.
Oh, sorry. We learned one of the great stories this morning, and this is the story of the timeline of life. And apparently it's a story that kids get really excited about and cheer and are enthralled in, especially when the dinosaurs come along. And when Elise finished this presentation to us, everyone started clapping. Kamisha got up. It was like we were children hearing it for the first time in this way. And it was just really beautiful.
I was actually, you know, we have to add laughter to our work, right? It's the best medicine. And I was imitating the children. Last year, Leopard Lily, for some reason, anytime it was time to clap for people, we did a lot of presentations when Lisa was out. That's one of my strong points, right? And having folks and learning, teaching, reminding students about presenting, right? And so they all wanted to always stand up and clap and just be invigorated. And I totally fell into that space today. And I just want to add one more thing. Krishna and I, when the change of leadership happened, we have had some very candid conversations. And they were, I won't say hard, but they were, you know, they were uncomfortable. And that just popped into my mind. And I wanted to put that out to the board so that we can kind of ground ourselves in what our work is. You know, I feel good about those conversations that we had, though we didn't agree and that things were going on. We still had those conversations and we continued and we followed up and checked in with each other. And now we have a really good college. We've always had, actually, because we started with that honesty. You know, we started with that honesty. And I told my sister that from the beginning. And I was like, I don't understand what that big deal is. But there's different journeys for different people, but that's how we began. That's what our life our together has been, working together, and that's how we will continue. So let that be, you know, let that live inside of us individually in our personal lives and our professional lives, because it can happen, and we are definitely evidence of that.
Okay, so thank you, Kamisha. I couldn't have said it better. I won't add to that at all. Issa just popped on. Issa, like, I'm sorry. Apparently we're going to do this. The rest of my report is like mega short and I can have it done in like 3 minutes. This is what we're all excited about. So if you guys will bear with us, I'd love. Issa, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
So Issa is okay. The new lead teacher in Sequoia. It's in my report later. So congrats to that, to Issa on her imminent promotion. And we were just sharing, we're almost wrapping up. So thanks for popping on. I know with kids, sure. It's different and a lot.
Sorry, fully spaced.
People were just sharing a little bit about how's the first few days of training going, and what's one thing that's resonated for you so far this week about the learnings?
What's one thing that's resonated about what?
The learning, the Montessori.
Oh gosh, just one thing.
You go wherever you want with all of that. You can just throw out my prompt. It's fine.
Sure. I mean, I think so far it's only been a few days. I think so far it's for me, it's been going really well. I really like our group, our cohort. It feels, I don't know, it feels good. It feels exciting to do this with my coworkers and fellow teachers. And you know, it's as each lesson is presented, it's things are clicking into place in terms of my own learning and my own experience in school and education. Like, oh man, like I wish if I had had these hands-on materials, maybe I wouldn't have struggled with math so much, or with like the golden beads, or maybe I'd be more interested in, you know, investigating my own learning if I had a volcano explode in front of me when talking about the creation of the universe. And you know, there's something exciting and engaging about each lesson that I'm excited to like relearn and participate in. And so I can only imagine how it is for the kiddos when they receive it firsthand. So,
yeah. All right. Well, I want to let these guys pop off the Zoom. They've all had a long day and they got to come back bright and early tomorrow. It felt like Friday today, but we got another day before the weekend. So we'll see you guys in the morning. I'll have coffee ready and you'll be ready to learn. It's great. So thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
You guys should also feel really good about our cohort is almost all majority, global majority.
It is.
Right? 100%. I just know that. 100% global majority.
And trainer. I've been in a lot of POC trainings, but it's also because we're so small. And that during this time right now really gives me hope. Bye, guys.
Okay, bye. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. Thank you.
I'm going to pop back into the screen share. You guys seeing that again? No? Yes? Oh, I got some thumbs up. Then Dan did. Davis is still shaking his head, but it'll turn up for you, Davis. You can also look in the board materials. All right, so just I'm going to move really quickly through the rest. Clearly, we know how to make extra work for ourselves. So this has been a lot. It's a lot of work for all of us to run the training, but there's a lot of other work still to be done. And so some of the things that are happening over the summer, you know, we're still registering new families. We're doing some back house like goal setting, vision planning for how to organize the next school year and how to integrate some of the things we're doing and learning in our residency program into the work that we're going to do with staff throughout the year. We've got a lot of work to do just preparing environments across the whole school. And we're already ordering lots of things to flesh out classrooms and to make all of our spaces more prepared. A lot of planning and calendaring for both the kickoff and year-long things around professional development for staff, community building events, parent ed nights, fundraisers, all the other stuff. I'm sure I missed 100 other things that will happen between now and our next meeting in August, but that's a good start. So quick enrollment updates. We're still in progress here. It's kind of hard to tell this time of the year, this happens every June, exactly how things are going to shake out, but we're, you know, super conservatively budgeted so that if we need to adjust, there's lots of room to adjust. And, you know, the grades where we really want people are the grades that don't have wait lists. So we're like exploring possible, like different ways to perhaps get more TK folks and get the word out on the new birth date adjustments from the state for new TKers. Because I think a lot of families actually aren't aware that they can send their students earlier. And so then we touched on some of the staffing updates, but we are saying farewell to Teacher Ash and Mr. Bogason. And we have some new lead teachers directly from our residency program. And so Teacher Freedom has accepted the position of lead teacher in Juniper. Miss Issa is the lead teacher in Sequoia. Teacher Kamisha Fatima is taking over Tidy Tips with Reed, which is very exciting. So we're currently hiring for a humanity self-expression teacher in middle school. We're still looking for 3 support teachers to replace people that are being promoted. At least 1 student support assistant and an assistant site coordinator. So if you know folks who are looking for work, send them to our site. We're actively interviewing people who apply. So real quick, this is on the agenda next, but I'll just touch on it here and then we can actually get to the votes. Big stuff we do in June every year is approve our LCAP and our local indicators. Our local indicators are something that we reflect on every year. 7 specific performance standards that are identified by the State Board of Education. And these reflections are typically reviewed sort of in conjunction with the LCAP, even though I think they don't actually get posted until later in the year, and then they get published with this, with the California dashboard. Correct, Greg? Something like that.
Correct.
So then we also have the LCAP, which has been on all of our agendas. We've been talking about lots, and you've seen these every meeting for quite some time, committee and board meetings. It is ready for approval, and it has been available, and I'm sure most of you have looked at it already, and if there's any particular questions about any of those specific documents or anything else in the report, now's the time, and then we'll get to the votes.
So can we, just to help me with the minutes, if we can just chunk this a little bit. So can we start with if there's any questions or comments or public comments, although I don't think we have any members of the public, on any of Krishna's report, like before the local indicators. So the training center, the calendar, enrollment, staffing, things like that. I'll just comment, it's so fabulous to hear teachers and see them. And then of course, what they had to share was tremendous. So thank you. Thank you for inviting them and thank you for the great work. Okay, then I think then we'll take it one at a time. Then we'll go on, we'll say the head of school's report is over and we should go then to the local indicators. So we're gonna take a vote on the local indicators. So Krishna shared that. The document is there on the agenda. We do this every year, she's totally right. We do the staff and we all do this reflection in the spring. It doesn't actually get turned in until like November or December. Something like that. Maybe it's earlier, but it doesn't get published till December. And if there's no other discussion about it, if someone's ready to make a motion to approve.
Christina, I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second it. I'll second. Any other discussion or public comment before we vote on this is just the local indicators, the local indicators reflection. Okay. Christina, how do you vote?
Aye.
Davis?
Aye.
Donald?
Aye.
This is Greg. I vote aye. Jan?
Aye.
Kara?
Aye.
All right, so we've got the local indicators, and then the next on the agenda is the LCAP. Just capture all this. So again, we've had, as Krishna said, we've had the document on. It's all complete. We had a public hearing in May and discussed it then too, but we've been having public hearings on it for months and all the committees. I don't have any more questions in it because I feel like I've been in this document a ton and resolving comments and asking comments and watching Krishna with her team resolve comments. Are you seeing something right now, Krishna? No.
My audio just got weird. That's what happened. So something got weird about your audio because Daniel said it got weird too. Maybe it's Davis. It's usually Davis.
Yeah. So we've got this, we've got three goals, investing, and any other, I'll make a motion to approve it. We can still discuss, if there's other questions, I'll make a motion to approve. Is there a second?
I will second it.
Okay, is there any other discussion or comments or questions about the LCAP for the 22-23 school year?
Thank you for your work. I know it's a beast of a document. And all the committees, everyone. And
Jan, like, I appreciate how thoughtfully you read all these things, right? You always leave me comment. Like, oh, good. It's like somebody else is going to have to comment more because Jan leaves me the most comments. But they're always super, like, helpful, right? Because I need extra eyes on those. So I appreciate it very much.
Okay. Christina, how do you vote?
Aye.
Davis?
Aye.
Donald?
Aye.
Greg is yes. Jan?
Aye.
Kara?
Aye.
All right. We have an LCAP. And then the last item in this section then is the budget. And I thought I might share my screen a little bit and we'll just talk it through real quick.
Yeah, or we can let people know some of the thoughts if that's helpful.
Yeah. So I'm going to just pull up the budget document that's on that's linked in the agenda just so we can make sure everyone's looking at the same thing. And so, okay. We're about to talk on the next item about what is called year one in this document. That's this current year. So you can ignore that for now, but we're about to talk about it. So what we're voting on is just year two, just so everyone knows. And it shows, you know, $5.7 million in total revenue and $5.65-ish million in expenses and has a modest operating income of about $61,000. And it leaves the ending funding balance at about $1.3 million, which represents about 23% fund balance as a percent of expenses. So those are the big, big numbers there. Some slight adjustments since the last time we looked at it, wanting to make sure we're accounting for all the positions that we're going to need for next year. And this also, I wanted to flag just a couple things. In this budget, there are a few placeholder items mostly on the expense side. So actually there's I'll go down for example, you can see there's a pretty large increase for one time included on approved textbooks and core curriculum materials. So that's to really support some additional Montessori materials, I believe, to kind of match up with some of the training that folks are receiving this summer.
Specifically, that'll be outfitting the rooms of our teacher residents with the same materials so that in their work together as a cohort and the learning that they all have access to identical items. So even though we've spent many years always like replacing and renewing like materials and rooms, there's still a lack of consistency, particularly in the upper L classes are a little bit more varied. And so we're investing at least that amount. And then they'll see, he was going to mention that other placeholder that's there.
Yeah. The other, so then there's this placeholder, which is, for a yet to be determined exactly a one-time funding expense or a set of any time set of one-time funding expenses. That's in addition to the increase for Montessori materials. And then in addition to that, the director's contingency is much larger than what we normally have is a 1% attendance hedge. But it's much that this is about five times that or so, maybe not, maybe between four and five times. And that's in there because we just the state hasn't finalized its budget. So the truth is that when we come back in August, we could be looking at a budget that actually there's a reasonable chance that will be actually a quite larger operating income for the year. But we also want to be stay super conservative around enrollment as well. So we'll just see. But just to be clear, like there are things in this budget that can make it even better than the kind of operating income up above. And then the average like employee salary adjustment, Krishna, I heard it was, or teacher adjustment was about 7. Is that what we, on average?
So average staff wide is 7%, and lead teacher specifically and an ed specialist. So if you just look at leads and the special education teachers are like 10%. And then there's a range because everybody's on a salary schedule, and depending on what year you move from, like if you're in your first few years, the percentages are a little bit higher, but everybody got across the board of at least 5.3 or higher. And then the folks who are in the non-lead positions all had access to the training, which is where our staff, like when we did staff, collected feedback from staff about how they wanted money invested. It was like specifically lead teachers and in additional training opportunities and like access to this program that we've created. So that's where we're putting a significantly larger amount of money over time. We'll be going into the Montessori teacher residency.
And then a quick note on the fundraising budget, I always like to touch on this. This calls for $190,000 total in fundraising for next year. It's a little lower than this current year. About 125 or so, maybe more, is actually already in development in terms of funding development, in terms of private grants. It's about six. I think the goal for families is it 60 or 65, Krishna?
I thought it was 60, but I think it's 65, but it's up for discussion. And also want to point out like that the titles on the left there will actually change. We're going to change the names of those, but we can't change them until the fiscal year rolls over because it impacts this year's books. So in August, when we come back, it will say family fundraising and private grants. And we're going to just keep it simple. And so we're not going to break it. And it'll say field trips maybe as the only separate one for families from family fundraising. But I had it in my head as 60, but I think it might be 65. And we'll just talk with FAC about what works. Yeah. It can be 60 because we can just adjust that. We have plenty.
So a couple of my comments on the fundraising. My comments are just that the private grants, just so the board knows, they're in development. So that feels good to already know that there's like a plan for where those resources are going to come from. And then on the 60 or 65,000 on the quote unquote family fundraising, it more or less matches the operating income. So like if you don't raise the dollars, you just don't have the operating income, but it means the school is in balance either way. And I just wanted to mark that makes it a historic year that the school would do that. I should say about the back on the private grants, a lot of those resources that we want to raise money around are about the resources that it takes for the training center. So like the school itself is reaching beyond what it normally would do. So it's trying to raise some resources to support that. But the school model itself is basically what I'm trying to say is now in balance. So that makes it a historic budget, I think, in my opinion. And also given the number of students and families we will have next year, and the amount of family fundraising we'll be going for, it will once again be a historically low dollar amount per student that we, you know, on average, that we might be kind of setting a goal around. So it all feels, I think, doable and powerful, and I'm excited about all the hard work that's happened to get us to this point, and that, you know, we're in a new place, hopefully, moving forward. So I just wanted to make some comments about all the fundraising. Okay. Do people have questions about the budget?
Just on that point, Greg, I think that's great. And yeah, kind of being in balance with the public dollars that we get. I know you were saying 65, but it was looking like the other fundraising outside of grants was more like 120.
So the grant, the all in for learning is going to change. The line that currently says all in for learning, 8803 and 8802 are going to be all private grants.
Got it. Okay.
So it's 125 in private, and okay, to get to 190 is 65 is okay, the remaining.
Got it.
But in August, depending on what goes on with the state, you know, if the public revenue comes in, which it could in a lot of serious ways, you can show, I mean, what we decide to show on the budget is really just, it's really a communications issue. It's not a financial conversation at that point. It's just, how do we want to be in communication with ourselves, with the public, and with our families about what we're doing? When are we asking for money? Why would we still be asking for money? For a lot of families, it's how they like to participate and contribute. So, you know, it's just, but it really is a different kind of conversation moving forward, I think. Other questions or comments about the budget? Otherwise, if there's a motion to approve it, that would be helpful.
I would love to motion to approve this budget.
Second.
Thank you, Donald. Any other discussion or public comments? All right. Christina, how do you vote?
Aye.
Davis.
Aye.
Donald.
Aye.
This is Greg. I vote aye. Jan.
Aye.
Kara.
Aye.
All right. You got a budget. You got a local indicators, Krishna, and you got an LCAP. Congratulations.
Thank you all. It's exciting.
It's me still on finance. Sorry. Four. We're going on to item four. Okay. Here we go. So this, I will mostly just share about, just real very briefly, this will be my briefest report from Finance Committee ever. We met, we discussed the current year-to-date financials, which is what I'm gonna focus on, and we discussed the budget that we just approved. So the current year-to-date, this is current year, the operating income improved a little bit from this year, or the operating deficit, I should say, improved a little bit. It's not going to be quite as bad. And again, there's some stuff pending still, around $30,000 or so, I think, is the number that, depending on what the legislature and the governor agree to here in the coming days or week or so, there could actually be, when we close the books and like audit these books, this number could improve again by about $30,000. But it kind of depends on what gets settled in Sacramento. But either way, we're on track to end the year with about, you know, for this year's expenses, a 27% fund balance. So really strong. And then cash is currently just below the 3 month expenses, but it's well above 3 months payroll, which is great. And cash usually dips back up in, it goes back up in July when the state pays us. And so then the Finance Committee just discussed the state budget process and how that impacts the schools. We discussed in more details, you know, some of the options that the legislature and the governor are going back and forth with. We think with EdTech's guidance that we've just passed a budget that's on the very much more on the conservative side, like in the order of could be hundreds of thousands of dollars conservative. But we'll see. And I think, and then we discussed some of the major one-time sources of one-time funding recently and how they are changing since from last year to next year, you know, and the different major sources of revenue and salaries and how things, you know, what revenue is coming online, what revenue was one time and is going away, and how our, you know, staff salaries increasing, and how are our pension contributions and materials and curriculum increasing, things like that. And then we went over the multi-year budget. So that's it. That was the committee's work. Are there any comments or questions for me on the Finance Committee?
I would just like to comment how excited I am about not necessarily this year's budget, but the following year's budget and where we're headed financially as an organization. So in the finance committee, I was kind of reflecting on where we were 3 years ago and what a difference it is now. So, everything from, you know, looking forward to a year in which we are actually operating the school on a completely balanced budget, right? Which is unbelievably exciting to, you know, kind of the idea of looking at public Montessori and how it can be successful in the public sector on public funds is super exciting. So.
Okay. I don't see any other, no public comments, other discussion. So I think we can go on to the next item.
Jan, for academic committee.
Yeah, our meeting was pretty quick. Some other things are gonna come up later. We reviewed two school policies. So those are part of the general consent report. We talked about committee leadership when I leave. I think we vote on that later. And then instructional updates, a few things. We don't have SBAC data. We don't have the preliminary data yet. Daniel believes we hit the 95% participation requirement from the state. So that's good that the state kind of put that back in place. And some families had, you know, opted out and think with absences and things, but we should be in good shape there. And then, yeah, we spent some time talking about the training center and it hadn't gotten started. And it kind of started discussion of thinking about as this, you know, does start kind of looking down the line, you know, a year or 3 years from now, I know what types of like goals or, you know, data do we want to have to be able to say, like, we know this is successful beyond the stories, but how can we say that this is being successful and it is benefiting, you know, urban? So just kind of started that discussion and had a, I think, a good discussion there. And then I think that's about all.
Thank you, Jan. Are there any questions or comments from board members or the community? Anyone? All right. If not, I will hand it over to FAC. Is it Kara?
Sorry, real quick. I know, like, Kara, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm thinking about some of those goals of the training center, like thinking about like all. We're in day three and we now have three new lead teachers who have been here and teachers who are of the global majority, right? And so like already I think we're seeing benefits, and like that's not necessarily like academic data, but I think that's a 100% benefit to have more teachers that are in lead positions of the global majority teaching at our school who have been here and who we know how to work with and develop really strong relationships with our students. And just to kind of like echo some of the things that were said earlier in some of those appreciations, like I think Elise had talked on day two about at the end of the day, she was talking about how impressed she's been with the cohort and how the questions that she's getting in her lectures, in her lesson presentations, are the types of questions she usually gets in summer too, right? So like, not after, like the types of questions she sees from people after a full year of like being in the classroom, after having a full year, summer of training. So I think it's been a pretty incredible ride. And like, I think right, 3 months ago, Krishna, one day I was like, hey, we're going to make this happen. And we called Elise, and Elise is like a super seasoned veteran Montessori teacher in the Montessori world, and she's been looking for work like this. So I don't know how we got her, but like we're really lucky to have Elise, whose lectures are really, really inspiring, and like has residents in tears, like literally, right? Like in her lectures. So I think we're seeing some really super positive things on day three, and absolutely, right? We need to like figure out like what are the additional data points that we're going to collect as we keep moving forward with the training center.
It's part of the accreditation process requires us to have some of that information. And so I, you know, my free time, I'm getting us accredited. So I'm looking into that pieces, and there's parts of that that are actually included in the requirements, Jan. So like, it's cool.
Yeah.
Any other questions on academic oversight or training institute? All right. Now I will hand it over to Kara.
Thank you, Davis. No worries, Daniel. I didn't do a slideshow because we haven't really done anything. I mean, Krishna Tate and I met today, and we spent some time talking about goals for next year and how to clarify roles and sort of monitor what engagement is and like decide what engagement actually looks like from our family community. We're doing some work on separating out fundraising from FAC because those really have always been two separate roles. For the last 2 years, it's been the same person and it's too much for one person. So I'm spearheading fundraising, and CETA for the time being is continuing to spearhead FAC. And we're putting dates on the calendars for family events in the fall. There'll be a back to school picnic, I think, the weekend before school starts. The goal is to have a fundraising calendar for the entire year by the beginning of the school year, so families know where to invest their time and money. And also with the understanding that fundraising is kind of gravy. Like it's not as crucial this year as it is previously. So that's the work that Sita and I are working on this summer. And yeah, we'll be set up in the fall to get people engaged and happy and volunteering, we hope.
Awesome. Thank you, Kara. Are there any questions on FAC?
Kara's over there. Kara, when are elections, do you think? Will they be in August, as early as August, as late as October? When do you think they'll be?
So that was one of the things we talked about today. They're typically, the goal, I think, is typically to have them in September. We're wondering if we want to do some events and activities that give people a chance to volunteer before we ask them to nominate themselves and put them in elected positions, just to sort of get people clear on what the roles actually are, with the understanding that we probably need to have at least some aspect of the election early if we need to replace an FAC board rep.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments for FAC? We will move to exec committee. Greg, are you doing that? Yeah.
I can do it. Christina, I think you missed it. Do you want me to share a little bit?
Yes, please.
Okay. So we did some of our usual stuff, which was connected about the head of school eval process, which we as a board have some steps to discuss later tonight. And then we also discuss the board assessment follow-up. And I did some of those items. I sent you guys a few resources and a few emails. So just heads up on that. Everyone has access to the board assessment. So, you know, it's never the wrong time. In all your free time, you can pore over it. And if there's something that it sparks in you and you need more help with something or have a question, you can always ask. It's always okay. We did discuss board membership comings and goings and officer roles and things like that, which we're going to be discussing again as a board later on. And we also, of course, her absence, we acknowledged and appreciated Christina for her leadership of the executive committee for so many years. And Sarah, just officially, Sarah is willing to accept, she's not here tonight, but she is willing to accept a nomination to chair the committee moving forward. So that's also very exciting. I did want to, one follow-up task for Christina and Jan. I know you all were working on from a list of potential board member candidates, but the committee, we did have questions of just like, how's that going? We're assuming it's been hard. It's not an easy time to wrangle volunteers for this, but I would, you know, we can check in offline, but that was just a question and I just wanted to say it now. If you have updates, you're welcome to share them. Otherwise, we can talk later for sure about any of that. We also discussed a bunch of school policy documents that are on tonight's consent agenda. Not a lot of material updates really at all. The employee handbook, the family handbook, the board bylaws, the board book, and the annual notices to families. And we did make a note that the last month we were visited by students regarding the dress code, the school clothing policy, and that language is in the family handbook. And we just wanted everyone to know, like, it's still not updated yet. We haven't had a chance. The students haven't had a chance. We ran out of time. You think it's updated, Krishna?
I updated the family handbook with their suggestions.
Oh, it is updated.
I updated the family handbook with the student suggested based on the feedback. So if there are issues with that, we can pull it and vote on it at another time.
But you're recommending that we move forward, though,
with the language. Updating the language. I changed like one word of theirs that I thought, which doesn't change the substance of their suggestions, and most of the language is identical to what they brought. I removed reference to sagging, as it can sometimes be culturally biased.
Okay. All right. So there you go. There's the hot latest thing about the moment when
added a note that it was created by students and staff, students this year. So that's in the handbook on the dress code.
Okay. Great. And the committee can keep in touch with students like next year. Like how does it go initially in the fall? Do teachers have additional feedback that they want incorporated? You know, whatever it is, that can be changed. It can be changed and changed and changed again as needed. And then we, of course, as the committee discussed the LCAP. And that was what we did in exec committee.
Jan?
Sorry, just with the dress policy, did the students talk to teachers? I know that
they did talk to teachers. Maybe I don't know to what thoroughness they did. And so what I figured, though, in the edit is that these are docs that we review as a team in August, right? And it is something that, like, we make edits to these documents throughout the year. So despite the fact that they come up every June, it's easy to make new changes, and we can always put it right back up on the agenda in August. And so we have flagged some of the more substantive changes. There's no substantive changes in the employee handbook, but like the ones that we want to highlight. And in the family handbook, for like, that's something we always do every August before school starts, is like make sure we're flagging those items for staff so that if there's questions or if anything comes up around it, we have opportunity to adjust.
Any other questions? Comments? Does not look like it. All right. So we'll move on to the annual board officer roles. And Greg, you said that we need to renew them as of January 1st or July 1st, sorry.
Yeah. So our officer roles and committees and stuff all just last a year, and we can change them more than that. And so what we've got here is a proposal of for board roles of Davis staying as the chair starting in July 1st, a proposal of Donald, ding ding ding, as vice chair, and then I would take I would continue. I'm currently the secretary and treasurer, and I can continue. Those are two separate roles. So I would accept those nominations. But if other people want to do them, that's totally fine. This is your chance. This is one of your many chances. And just to be clear, the treasurer is also the chair of the finance committee. So if you become treasurer, you chair the finance committee. And then additionally, so those are the four officer roles. And then additionally, Kara sounds like is willing to accept a nomination to be the academic committee chair. Thank you, Kara. And we discussed it. It's in the executive minutes that Sarah would be willing to chair the executive committee. So that's.
I'll add.
Yeah.
That I believe Sarah will be willing and able to take over chair of the board in August, but I don't want to I didn't want us to nominate her and do that without her present, and she and I have been playing phone tag about that. So Davis, I'm not keeping you, we're not holding you hostage as chair for forever. We do hopefully have a plan of transition.
That's very exciting, Krishna, and also yes, thank you, Davis, for being willing to serve. So, but before we do any of this, and then you can see also, so Donald would join Kara at academic. Davis and I would join Sarah on executive, and Maru and Davis would stay on finance committee with me. So this is just technically how we can get it all done. This is just a proposal. Jan and Christina's names aren't allowed to be on here anymore, but they do still get to vote for this. But this is people's chance to say, no, I don't want this. I want to be different. Oh, I want this and I don't want that. So this is your chance. Or you get this chance every month, but this is a good time to speak up if you have something you want to say.
Can you vote for this as a whole acceptance, Greg?
I was hoping we would make a single, that's how I agendized it. We've in the past done it as a lot of separate votes. I am hoping to make I'm happy to make the motion, but I wanted to make sure that we're ready. So for example, my motion is and I'll say it out loud, is to follow what's on the spreadsheet as of July 1, that's linked to and is on the agenda, where Davis is our chair and Donald's our vice chair, I will be the treasurer and secretary, and Kara will chair the academic committee, Sarah will chair the executive committee, and I'm already chairing finance, and the members are Donald will join academic committee with Kara, Davis and I will join executive or stay on executive, and Maru and Davis will stay on finance. So that's spoken into the record and it's all there. So that's the motion, one big motion.
So question, because normally normally I abstain from voting on myself.
It's okay.
Okay. All right. I'm good with that.
It's not going to make a material difference. I have a feeling.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyone want to second the motion?
Last?
Second.
Final? Okay.
Kara. All right. I heard Kara. Too late. All right, let me get back so I can figure this out. All right. Okay. All right, sorry. Christina, on the motion, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
Davis?
Aye.
Donald? This is Greg.
Aye.
This is Greg, I vote aye. Jan?
Aye.
Kara.
Aye.
Congratulations to all the winners.
Thank Very you all. Exciting. I really appreciate you.
All right. Other business, Greg, Oakland, California updates, though. I feel like you kind of addressed it.
Yes, I will. I don't have anything more on the budget. I have just a few quick things I thought people want to know. So at the county level, There's at least one new county board of ed member trustee who's been recently in the recent election. So there'll be a change there. I'm not sure when that office starts, but
January too.
It might start July 1. That one might start sooner. I don't know. Maybe it does start in January.
Who was replaced?
It's off the tip of my tongue. I will go to their website.
Okay, no worries. Right, probably doesn't matter then. Or you would, if it matters.
I want to say like Serato, but that's not, I'm saying the name.
Okay. You know. Yeah, I know. Okay, thank you.
So I will clarify in just a moment. The other thing is that we will also in January have a new county superintendent. So that election also occurred. So some changes with some of the personnel at the county level. At OUSD, and speaking of board members, I think since the last time, I can't remember if this happened, when it happened, but the D6 director, Shanti Gonzalez, resigned from the OUSD board. And I believe I haven't double checked the new maps, but I believe our school is in D6. But it might not be. We might be in D4 now.
Gary Yee and Shanti were always arguing.
Yeah. So I'm not sure. And we might have been in one, and then when we moved campuses, we might have been in another. But anyways, the OUSD board has had 9 applications and 9 finalists. They intend to name a placeholder school director. But then the seat is up in November, regardless. So the person who they name starts right away, and then there's an election, and whoever wins the election, including that person if they run, would also serve in January. And then the other thing that I noticed from last night's OUSD board meeting that I wanted to mention is that they're planning on adopting their budget in about a week. They're going to try and have one more board meeting, or at least one more here before the end of June. But last night they discussed their latest draft of their budget, and their budget, that draft showed like a $40 million deficit. And I know that the district has been going through a lot and continues to go through a lot. And I just wanted to mention it, that it doesn't seem, you know, I had thought it was a lot different than that. It might be just how they're presenting it, and it could be a lot, maybe it'll be a lot different once the governor, you know, signs the budget bill and once they actually adopt everyone's budget. But it was a hard number to look at, just as a member of the public, for sure. So just wanted to make sure people had the latest information. And all their records are, of course, public as well, so you can search them and find them and all that good stuff. Does anyone else have any questions for me, or additional Oakland or county or California updates? Or public comments? All right, then I'm gonna bring us to down the end here. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I would like to motion to approve the minutes from May.
From May. Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Donald.
Second.
Yes, thank you. Is there any discussion or comments on the minutes? All right, Christina, how do you vote?
Sorry, finding mute. I'll approve them.
Davis?
Aye.
Donald?
Aye.
There we go. This is Greg. I vote aye. Jan?
Aye.
And Kara?
Aye.
We have minutes. Is there a motion to approve the general consent report?
I will motion to approve the general consent report. Donald,
thank you, Donald. Is there any public comment or discussion? All right. Christina, how do you vote?
I'll vote aye.
Davis?
Aye.
Donald?
Aye.
This is Greg. I vote aye. Jan?
Aye.
Kara? And those are all approved, so we'll get those updated on the website and all that good stuff. That brings us to, anyone have new items for our next, for future meetings for August in particular? All right, so with that, I'm gonna, I guess I can announce before I pause the recording, we're gonna go into closed session. So we're going to go into closed session on 2 items tonight: public employee performance evaluation for the head of school and also public employment for the head of school. And there are, is there any, I don't, there's no members of the public, right? So there's no public comment on either of those items. So with that, we will pause the recording as we'll be in closed session. Okay, it is 7:18 p.m. We're returning to open session. Technically we should all say here. We're all here. We still have quorum. We're all here. Let's see. I'll report out that Davis, during closed session, the board took an action that Davis motioned and Donald seconded the motion to approve Krishna's evaluation for the 21-22 school year, and the vote was unanimous. So all six of us voted yes. And now here in public, we're going to move on to the next item, which is the public employment salary adjustment for the head of school. And I'd like to make a motion to adjust Ms. Krishna's salary by 7% increase, which would bring her to $160,000 and $160,500.
Second.
And Donald seconded it. And the 7%, just so in terms of comparables, so at Urban, staff are getting an average of 7% adjustment going into next year. Some are getting about 5% and some percent, some are getting just over 10%, but the average is 7. And we've recently done a study that showed that her prior salary was right in line with the market at the time. So that's the recommendation. We have a vote and a second. Is there any other discussion? Actually, we have a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion or public comments before we take our vote? Okay, and then with that, I'm gonna call the vote. Christina?
Aye.
Davis?
Aye.
Donald?
Aye.
This is Greg, I vote aye. Jan?
Aye.
And Kara?
Aye.
The vote is approved and unanimous. And Davis, with that, I think you can take us to our last item.
So with that, we will adjourn this meeting at 7:21. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you. Thanks, board members.
Bye.